Let's see, Raj was the Kung Pao chicken.
I'm the dumplings.
Yes, you are.
Creepy, Howard.
Creepy good or creepy bad?
Who was the shrimp with lobster sauce?
That would be me. Come to Papa, you unkosher delight. I'm not necessarily talking to the food.
Penny stares at him unimpressed.
Sit over there.
Howard moves, then Sheldon comes in and instructs Penny.
Sit over there.
She shifts down the sofa and he sits in her spot, wiping his hands on a wet tissue. He holds the tube up for her.
Baby wipe?
Why do you have
to... No, don't!
I'll tell you why.
Oh.
I had to sanitize my hands because the university replaced the paper towels in the restrooms with hot air blowers.
Oh, I thought the blowers were more sanitary.
Why?
Really, don't. Hot air blowers are incubators and spewers of bacteria and pestilence. Frankly, it'd be more hygienic if they just had a plague-infested gibbon sneeze my hands dry.
Hey, guys, I just got the most amazing...
Gosh, Ross, do you think he'll ever be able to talk in front of me without being drunk? Okay, well, I'll just, go eat by myself.
Penny, you don't have to do that.
No, it's okay. Between him not talking, him talking, and him, I'm better off alone, so... Goodbye, you poor, strange little man.
She kisses Raj on the cheek and leaves.
She's so considerate.
So what's your news?
Remember that little planetary object I spotted beyond the Kuiper Belt?
Oh, yeah, 2008 NQ sub 17.
Or as I call it, Planet Bollywood. Anyway, because of my discovery, People Magazine is naming me one of the 30 under 30 to watch.
Raj.
Congratulations.
That's incredible.
Excuse me. With 30 what under 30 what to watch what?
30 visionaries under 30 years of age to watch as they challenge the preconceptions of the fields.
If I had a million guesses, I never would have gotten that.
It's pretty cool. They've got me in with a guy who's doing something about hunger in Indonesia, and a psychotherapist who's using dolphins to rehabilitate prisoners, and Ellen Page, star of the charming independent film Juno.
Do I get an honorable mention for designing the telescope camera mounting bracket you used?
Sorry, it's not part of my heartwarming and personal narrative in which a humble boy from New Delhi overcame poverty and prejudice and journeyed to America to reach for the stars.
Poverty? Your father's a gynecologist. He drives a Bentley.
It's a lease.
I'm confused. Is there some sort of peer review committee to determine which scientists would be included?
Peer review? It's People Magazine. People picked me.
People.
But the people from People.
Yeah, but exactly who are these people? What are their credentials? How are they qualified? What makes accidentally noticing a hunk of rock that's been traipsing around the solar system for billions of years more noteworthy than any other scientific accomplishment made by someone under 30?
Boy, I bet Ellen Page's friends aren't giving her this kind of crap.
Raj throws his fork down and walks off.
You proud of yourself?
In general, yes.
Our whole universe was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids.
Math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
The Big Bang Theory. Sheldon's drawing a diagram on a whiteboard. He stands back to look at it.
Oh, there's my missing neutrino. You were hiding from me as an unbalanced charge, weren't you, you little subatomic Dickens?
Sheldon?
Hey, look, I found my missing neutrino.
Oh, good, we can take it off the milk carton.
Come on, we're gonna go apologize to Raj and invite him out to dinner.
Apologize? For what?
Well, he came over last night with some pretty good news and we weren't very supportive.
I sense you're trying to tell me something.
You are a colossal asshat.
Oh, no, I beg to differ. Of the three of us, I was by far the most supportive.
Really? Do tell.
How will Raj ever reach true greatness if his friends lower the bar for him? When I was 11, my sister bought our father a world's greatest dad coffee mug. And frankly, the man coasted until the day he died.
Okay, let's try it this way. What if this People Magazine thing is the best Raj is ever going to achieve?
I had not considered that.
Come on.
I often forget other people have limitations. It's so sad.
You can feel sadness?
Not really. It's what you and I would call condescension. And when we go in there, let's show Raj that we're happy for him.
But I'm not.
Well, then fake it. Look at me. I could be grinding on the fact that without my stabilizing telescope mount, he never would have found that stupid little clump of cosmic schmutz. But I'm bigger than that.
Fine. What do you want me to do?
Smile.
Sheldon puts on a terrible, exaggerated false smile.
Oh, crap, that's terrifying.
We're here to see Kuthra Polly, not kill Batman.
Try less teeth.
He does it with his mouth shut.
Close enough, come on. Hey, Raj.
Hey, guys, what's up?
We just wanted to invite you out to dinner tonight.
I'm gonna celebrate your 30 under 30 thing. Right, Sheldon?
He smiles.
It's very nice of you. I would like that.
Hello, boys.
Dr. Gabelhauser.
Dr. Kuthra Polly.
Dr. Gabelhauser.
Dr. Hofstadter.
Dr. Gabelhauser.
Dr. Cooper.
Dr. Gabelhauser.
Mr. Wolowitz. Boys, I've got a question for you. Who in this room discovered a star?
Actually, 2008 NQ-17 is a planetary body.
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about me. And you, my exotic young friend, are my star.
But you didn't discover him. You merely noticed he was here, much like he did with 2008 NQ-17.
Sheldon?
Oh, sorry.
Boy, we gotta get you into a better office, something more suited to your status.
Really, you don't have to go to any trouble.
How about if I put you in Von Gerlich's old office?
I'd rather have Fishbein's, it's bigger.
Done.
Wait a minute, I called dibs on Fishbein's office the day he started showing up at work in his bathrobe.
If he gets a new office, I can't even get paper towels in the men's room.
Sheldon.
Damn, this is hard.
He smiles broadly again, but Raj notices when he sulkily lets it slip.
Let me ask you something. What do you think the business of this place is?
Leonard confers with Sheldon and Howard.
Science?
Money.
Told you.
And this boy's picture in People magazine is going to raise us a pile of money taller than you.
He pats Howard.
I have a master's degree.
Who doesn't? Dr. Kuthra Polly, have you ever had lunch in the president's dining room?
I didn't even know there was a president's dining room.
Yeah, it's the same food as the cafeteria, only fresh. Come on, little buddy.
Okay, big buddy. See you tonight, guys.
Sheldon keeps smiling.
You can stop smiling now.
Ah. So anyway, after a fantastic lunch, I was whisked off to the People magazine photo shoot. Have any of you boys ever been to a photo shoot?
Uh-oh.
It's fantastic. Apparently the camera loves me and I it. They shot me in front of a starry background where I posed like this.
He gazes upwards contemplatively.
They're going to digitally add a supernova. They say it's the perfect metaphor for my incandescent talent.
Right, a ball of hot flaming gas that collapses upon itself.
Excuse me. Oh, it's my assistant, Trevor. Go for Kuthra Polly. Uh-huh.
They gave him an assistant? If I want a new pen, I have to go to the bank with wire cutters.
Have we at this point met our social obligations?
Not yet.
Okay, just put it on my calendar, but start thinking of a reason why I can't go. Alrighty, Kuthra Polly out. God bless that boy. I don't know what I'd do without him.
You just got him this afternoon.
Yes, but I'm finding that having a lackey suits me.
A lackey?
Oh, I'm sorry, is that politically incorrect? In India, we just call them untouchables.
Now?
Almost.
Speaking of untouchables, I've got great news for you guys. People magazine is having a reception this Saturday, and I managed to get you invited.
Oh, gee, thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Of course, I couldn't get you into the VIP section because, you know, that's for VIPs, and you guys are just, you know, bees.
There's a tribe in Papua New Guinea where when a hunter flaunts his success to the rest of the village, they kill him and drive away evil spirits with a drum made of his skin. Superstitious nonsense, of course, but one can see their point.
Sheldon beams at a slightly confused Raj, who takes a sip of his cocktail.
Here you go, Raj. Shh, you might want to drink this one slowly.
Okay. So, Saturday night, can I count on my posse?
Gee, I'd love to, Raj, but I can't make it.
Oh, okay. Leonard?
No.
Sheldon?
I can't make it, but I won't.
What are you guys talking about?
Well, there's a reception for my magazine article on Saturday.
You guys aren't going? I can't believe you. Raj is celebrating a tremendous accomplishment, and you're not even going to be there to support him?
A tremendous accomplishment would be if the planetary body he discovered were plummeting toward Earth, and he exploded it with his mind.
That would be cool. I'd go to that reception.
Come on, this is huge. Raj is going to be in People magazine, and he didn't even have to knock up one of the Spear sisters.
Would you like to go with me?
Of course I would. I would be honored.
Really? Cool.
Shame on you guys.
Look at that. I got a date with Penny. I can't believe it took you a whole year. Now.
They leave. Raj turns to a man sitting at the bar.
Hey, buddy. I'm gonna be in People magazine.
Yeah. Call me when you're on the cover.
It's Charlie Sheen. Raj is dressed up and swigging champagne.
Oh, Raj, look at you!
I know, I'm resplendent like the noonday sun, am I not?
Yeah, starting with the champagne a little early, aren't you?
It was in the limo. They sent a limo. I have a limo, I just love saying limo. Sip on this while you're getting ready.
Oh, I'm ready.
That's what you're wearing?
Yeah, why, what's wrong with it?
Nothing, I was just hoping for something a little more, you know, redonkulous.
Penny, who's smartly dressed in black, contains her anger.
Yeah, well, this is all the donkulous you're gonna get tonight.
Okie dokie, let's roll. All right, it's time to raise the roof.
Hey, Leonard.
Hey.
Dude.
You look very nice.
Thank you.
Come on. Good night, Leonard.
Good night.
Hey, Leonard, do you see my limo downstairs?
Yeah.
It's bigger than the house my grandfather grew up in.
Terrific.
It has more food, too.
All right. Come on.
I'm coming up, so you better get this party started.
I'm coming up. Leonard shakes his head and goes inside. Howard's working at his laptop.
Hey.
Hey, good news. You don't have to sulk about Penny anymore. Look, there are hundreds of Croatian women just waiting for you to contact them.
Anything for a greencard.com?
I'll lend you my username. It's Wealthy Big Penis.
You're joking.
Well, you gotta make it easy for them. They're just learning English.
Pass.
So you're just gonna sit around here and mope while Penny is out with Dr. Apu from the Quickie Mart?
Not a date, and that's racist.
It can't be racist. He's a beloved character on The Simpsons.
Let's just eat so I can get to bed. With any luck, tonight will be the night my sleep apnea kills me.
Sheldon comes out as he puts food on the table.
Did you remember to ask for the chicken with broccoli to be diced, not shredded?
Yes.
Even though the menu description specifies shredded?
Yes.
Brown rice, not white?
Yes.
Did you stop at the Korean grocery and get the good hot mustard?
Yes.
Did you pick up the low sodium soy sauce from the market?
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
What took you so long?
Just sit down and eat.
Fine.
Sheldon shows his carton to Leonard.
All right, it's shredded. What do you want me to do?
I want you to check before you accept the order.
Sorry.
Were you distracted by the possibility that Kuthra Polly might have intercourse with Penny tonight?
He's not going to have intercourse with Penny.
Then there's no excuse for this chicken. You know, this situation with Kuthra Polly brings to mind a story from my childhood.
Oh, goody, more tales from the panhandle.
That's Northwest Texas. I'm from East Texas, the Gulf region, home to many Vietnamese shrimpers.
Do the shrimpers feature in your story?
No. Anyway, when I was 8, a Montgomery Ward delivery van ran over our family cat, Lucky.
Lucky?
Yes, Lucky.
He's irony impaired. Just move on.
Okay, dead cat named Lucky, continue.
While others mourned Lucky, I realized his untimely demise provided me with the opportunity to replace him with something more suited to my pet needs. A faithful companion that I could snuggle with at night, and yet would be capable of killing upon telepathic command.
So not a puppy.
Please, no, nothing so pedestrian. I wanted a griffin.
A griffin?
Yes, half eagle, half lion.
And mythological.
Irrelevant. I was studying recombinant DNA technology, and I was confident I could create one, but my parents were unwilling to secure the necessary eagle eggs and lion semen. Of course, my sister got swimming lessons when she wanted them.
Sheldon, not that we don't all enjoy a good lion semen story. What's your point?
My point is, if Kuthra Polly is moving on to a new life of shallow, undeserved fame, then perhaps this is an opportunity to create a better cohort.
You want to breed a new friend?
That's one option, but who has the time? But consider this. The Japanese, they're doing some wonderful work with artificial intelligence. Now, you combine that with some animatronics from the Imagineers over at Disney, next thing you know, we're playing Halo with a multilingual Abraham Lincoln.
Sheldon, don't take this the wrong way, but you're insane.
That may well be, but the fact is, it wouldn't kill us to meet some new people.
For the record, it could kill us to meet new people. They could be murderers or the carriers of unusual pathogens. And I'm not insane. My mother had me tested.
If we do get a new friend, he should be a guy you can trust. You know, a guy who has your back.
And he should have a lot of money and live in a cool place down by the beach where we could throw parties.
He should share our love of technology.
And he should know a lot of women.
Okay, let's see. Money, women, technology. Okay, we're agreed. Our new friend is going to be Iron Man.
Welcome to the Raj Mahal.
Yes, it's very nice. Good night, Raj.
No, no, wait, the evening's not over.
Yes, it is.
No, it's time to put on some R. Kelly and suck face.
Oh, wow, is the evening over?
Wait. That's my mummy and daddy calling from India. I want you to meet my parents.
Wait, meet them?
On the laptop.
Hello, mummy, daddy. Good to see you. How are you? I'm not drunk.
Why would you say that?
Just making conversation. Mommy, daddy, I want you to meet my new squeeze, Penny.
I'm not your squeeze. There's no squeezing.
I can't see her. Center her in the frame.
Here you go. Cute, huh?
She's not Indian.
So she's not Indian. The boy's just sowing some wild oats.
No. There's no sewing, no squeezing, and no sucking face.
What if he gets her pregnant? Is this little hotsy-totsy who you want as the mother of your grandchildren?
What right do you have to pick with whom I can have children with?
Look, Rajesh, I understand. You're in America. You want to try the local cuisine. But trust me, you don't want it for a steady diet.
Now you listen to me. I am no longer a child, and I will not be spoken to like one. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go throw up.
What's wrong with him?
I don't know. Maybe it's the local cuisine.
His parents look at each other with disapproval.
Okay, well, it's nice to meet you. Just gonna set you on down over here. And I'm gonna leave, so namaste.
She puts the laptop on the sofa.
And FYI, you'd be lucky to have me as a daughter-in-law.
She's feisty. I like that.
Next morning, Penny sees a note under her door.
Raj, what are you doing?
He hands the note to her.
No notes. If you have something to say to me, say it.
He steps back away from her. His lip trembles. He tries to smile, then he tries to speak. He holds his hand up and takes a breath.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Leonard comes out and sees Penny in her dressing gown hugging Raj. When she's gone, Raj turns and gives him the thumbs up. Sheldon walks up behind Leonard and smiles falsely.